Welcome to the MegaCast.
Welcome to episode 94 of the MegaCast. I'm Matt Jerkins, or Perko, and I'm joined tonight by both Josh and Butters. Good evening, fellas.
How's it going?
Hello.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. It's been a while since I've been here. Like, I feel like I'm sort of in and out all the time. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's stopped working so much, dude. Like, just give up work and just play games forever.
Well, can you just pay me to do nothing then? Because that's what, you know, that'd be nice.
Don't need money.
You'd kind of do.
You'd lie to me. They say that money can't buy happiness, but I'd much rather cry in a Ferrari. Way rather cry in a Ferrari.
I'd just much rather cry while eating a steak than cry while not eating a steak.
Oh, we'll get into steak very soon because I've got some fucking news about that, okay? We'll start off with Wilco. What have you been up to? Haha, crickets, because he's not here. All right. We'll go to Josh. What have you been up to, man?
Not a lot. Not a lot over the past couple of weeks. More Warframe, obviously. Yep. Still rocking that. Haven't played it for a couple of days now, but that's because I've been playing something else. But speaking of Wilco, he did rock up here, actually, up in Mackay for Friday night. He got here last Friday, and promptly left Saturday morning to go up to Airlie. But while he was here, he did tell me he was getting over the flu, and I think he gave it to me, which is why he's getting over it. So
what a
I'm
jerk.
Starting to go.
Well,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why you don't kiss your friends.
Well, you know, like sometimes
you don't open mouth kiss your friends.
You know, I just wanted him to feel welcome in Mackay. You know, like it's been a while since he'd been here. I didn't want him to feel left out and awkward and weird. So
that's true.
You know, that's
true.
What happened. So
I open mouth kiss all my friends. Like all of them.
It's true. I've seen it happen.
Their lawyers don't like it sometimes. They say I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, you've got a couple of, what are they, restraining orders out against you.
Yeah, that's
anyways. But yeah, so
specifically against open mouth kissing friends.
So, I'm struggling with a bit of man flu. I'm starting to go down now, which is good. I'm really enjoying that. But apart from Warframe, over the weekend, I picked up No Man's Sky again.
Hey.
Which was interesting for me to do because I played
it. I wanted to get back into it, to be honest with you. I read a whole bunch on an EXT. I linked a whole bunch of stuff in Discord a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, who's going to get back into this? And then a couple of people did.
Yeah, I think the easiest way for me to explain it now, I remember playing it when it first came out, and it was, for lack of a better term, it was a pile of pus. You know,
I didn't mind it. It was relaxing as fuck. It just didn't live up to all the promises that had been made
about
it.
There wasn't enough there, you know.
Nah, not for a full price release.
No,
it should have been
which is really weird because the only way I can really explain it now, if you're thinking about what the game is, it's Minecraft in space. That's what I'm getting out of this game now. It's Minecraft in space, which it kind of was to begin with, but there's more now, if that makes sense.
It was Minecraft Alpha in space previously.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, I'm really getting into the base building side of things. They've changed the way that you've got to get some elements. There's actually proper crafting, I guess, in it now. You know, you've got portable... What are they? Because you've been playing it too, haven't you, Bud? Is there the portable,
refineries?
Yeah, portable refineries.
Yeah, but half the problem, it wasn't even... A lot of the problem had nothing to do with the lack of content or the lies. Well, that was a big problem. But the other problem was just the UI was just fucked. And it was just inventory management for half the game. Like, it was...
Oh, it's still...
The inventory management was hell, too. It was, from what I remember, it was not good inventory management.
It's
shithouse.
There's still that element of inventory management, because I'm running around and, you know, you're breaking stuff down and you're trying to find carbon or something else and you're picking up all these other little elements along the way. And for a while there, you kind of just stuck with them, or you sell them, or you delete them, you know? I have started getting to the point now where you can build storage facilities that you can store stuff. So as you collect it, you can just go back to your base and throw it in your storage and come back to it at another point, kind of thing. And reading into it, you can also color code the storage so you know, okay, this, like, you know, the yellow one's got all my sulfur in it or whatever it is, you know? So, but some of the other stuff, apparently you can get, like, for lack of a better term, dune buggies, you know, to drive around on planet with and stuff now. So I really want to start getting into that. The base building's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, the planet's still really empty. There's, like, not much to do by those fucking droids that come out and try and kill you.
I don't know. I don't think so.
If you know, there was a, know there what you're looking for, there was a lot wrong with the game.
There was a lot wrong with the game in the first place in terms of content and stuff like that. The planets, like I remember being one of the not as vocal people of how much I hated it. I got a good 30 or 40 hours out of it when it came out. I found it a very relaxing experience. I thought that the lies that had been told about the game were pretty shitty leading up to the release. Yep. And if they had just said what it was going to be, instead of promising all this stuff and not delivering on anything, it wouldn't have left such a bad taste in people's mouths. Yeah. It was a very relaxing experience, No Man's Sky, for as bare bones as it was. But one of the things that really, really ticked me off, and I don't think one thing they've changed yet, was the ending. Once you actually get to the middle of the universe, because for those who don't know, the whole point of the game is to make it to the center of the universe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And massive spoilers, fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to find out exactly what happens when you do. Nothing happens. You get to the center of the universe and then you enter a warp hole and it like warps or something like that for a couple of seconds, and then you get spat out back on another planet and start again.
Yeah pretty much.
Which is horrid.
I actually never even got to the ending when it first came out, but I was so pissed off, I was like
what the fuck.
I don't find myself like there's, you know, really trying to follow the storyline or anything like that. I'm following it to get extra blueprints and stuff at the moment, because some of the stuff you do have to do the storyline to unlock those blueprints. But
there was so much promise in it. Like they had to learn those alien alphabets and stuff like that. Yeah, there was all those different races, but then they never really did anything with that. And I don't know.
That's the other thing. I'm like trying to run around on the planet I'm on now, make sure I'm getting all the words and stuff like that. The other thing that it actually does have multiplayer now, and it's so you can actually run around and see other people and actually run around with other people. So I have been playing with some good friends of mine. I just want to give them a little bit of shout out. Nick Nomadge Malloy and his biggest fan, Red.
I like those boys
lads,
a lot.
Those lads. And it is official. Red, you are, you know, you're the biggest fan of Nick out there, man. It's official. I don't care what you say. It was on Facebook once. You know, you can't dispute it now. It's on. It's recorded and everything. So, but no, I've been running around with them. And don't get me wrong, it does still have some bugs, right?
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things you can get in the game now is a freighter, which is a big... Imagine it's just storage space for all your ships. So you can actually have more than one ship now too, by the way.
Oh, that's pretty handy. I really liked the ships in that game. Yeah. That was good fun.
So you get your freighter, and then your ships are stored on the freighter, and then you can call them in and out as need be. But to get the freighter, it's a bit of a random occurrence. As you jump into a system, you know, they'll go, so help us, we're being attacked by space pirates, and then you go and you blow up all the space pirates, and you're meant to go onto the freighter, go talk to
spirits.
Yeah, spirits. They're called spirits. Spirits. Yeah. Sorry, spirits. you go onto the freighter and talk to the captain. He's meant to go, oh, I'm sick of this, you take control of it, and that's your first freighter. And you get it for free, which is good because they're about 18 million credits each.
Oh, yeah, good.
So I did that, got the quest, killed all the spirits. You bastard, you got me saying that now. and then, you know, landed on the freighter, went walking up to the bridge, went to open the door to the bridge to walk in and talk to the captain, and glitched out and fell all the way through the freighter into space, right? And then because I wasn't in my ship, I was just floating in space. I was in a hazardous area, so my hazard stuff just started to go batshit crazy and my health started to deplete because, you know, I'm falling through
and
fucking
all the
space.
After you.
And then I died because I couldn't move and I dropped all my stuff. And then when I respawned...
In space.
And then when I respawned, the freighter was gone. So now I've been
jumping... all your stuff was in orbit.
Yeah, so you know, now I've been jumping around trying to get the mission again because I don't really want to pay 18 million credits for a freighter and haven't found it again yet. So, you know, it does have some glitches and it did take some time for me and Nick to be able to play together because, you know, I think it's Mackay Internet.
It sounds like what happened is those spirits fucked you over.
Oh, they
that
did.
Sort of sounds
they
like
did.
Happened.
They did.
They had a portal gun or something.
Yeah,
and
they glitched me out.
Glitch gun.
No, but look, it is interesting. And I think now... If this was the game that was initially released, this is an entirely different story. Yeah, entirely different story. I think they certainly have put, you know,
they've made
some work
promises.
Yeah, they have.
It would have been easy for them to bail when this came out.
Oh shit,
and just leave, you know. But they didn't. They've been releasing free updates since it came out, and you know, props to them for that. You know, a lot of people had a lot of nasty things to say, and quite rightly so, before the game came out. There was a lot of promises made that weren't kept. But, you know, after release, the, you know, the rage was real. You know, they came out and said, we're going to fix this. We're going to make the game that we promised, and they're delivering on that.
They are. I still think there's some people out there that are going to say, no, no, you've burnt me, like 100% burnt me. Oh, and yeah. I can understand that sentiment. But if Minecraft is a game that you have enjoyed on any of its platforms that it's on, then I seriously recommend picking up No Man's Sky and giving it a go.
Or if you like weed. Because, like, realistically, that's a really relaxing game, and you might just fucking chill out for a bit.
Yep, that could work.
you know, I don't know. So you've been playing Warframe as well. Yep. Not as much
playing
time
some
with
Warframe.
That.
Warframe, yeah. Over the weekend, I've just been sinking some time into No Man's, so I'll be getting back into Warframe again this week. I did play a little bit with Timbo. Hi, Timbo. We love you. and helped him out a little bit. And again, it is, you know, a lot of people say it is a pretty hard game to get into. That first. Probably those first 10 hours. You know, once you do the...
First 40 hours, it's fucking ridiculous. It doesn't explain anything.
No, that's the thing. It doesn't explain anything. But once...
You just land in a ship and you're like, okay, what do I do? Turn around, go to the computer, do a mission. You're like, well, okay, now what?
Yeah, do it again, basically.
Yeah.
So once you understand it, it is a fun game to play.
Once you've spent 6 hours researching it online and figuring out how to fucking play it,
exactly,
then it's pretty good.
Exactly. I also did pick up the Mega Man X Collection 1 and 2 on the Switch. And been playing a little bit of the old Mega Man X games. And
how's that? Because the old Mega Man Collection was shitty.
No, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But it's it just, again, reminds me of how fucking hard games used to be.
Yeah.
You know?
It's because they weren't long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old Nintendo hard. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, they weren't long, so they had to fucking get your money's worth by making you die 400,000 times.
Yeah, so I've been playing a bit of that as well, and that kind of sums me out. Oh no, it doesn't. I lied. Sorry. There's one other thing I do want to talk about, and it's only recent. I started watching Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
That show was fucking weird.
What the fuck is this thing? It's by Douglas Adams. Like, it's based off a book by Douglas Adams that I never even knew he wrote.
This doesn't sound like a video game.
No, it's not. I want to talk about it a little bit because it's fucking weird, though.
Okay.
So,
and it's got was his name, Frodo Radcliffe?
Frodo Baggins. Frodo Baggins is the main character. And then there's, I don't know, body-stealing, body-swapping bad guys that swap your bodies into dogs. I don't know, it's weird. If somebody could explain it to me, please do. And that's me. I'm done now.
It's okay, I'm going back to bed. Weird shit.
Okay, have fun being insane. Butters.
Ew.
What have you been up to for the past couple of weeks, man?
Past few weeks, I actually picked up No Man's Sky Next on PC because it was literally half price. I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Sounds good.
Pretty much same thing as Josh. I got it when it was, when it first came out. Played it a bit then. I played it a little bit after the... not the NEXT update, but the one prior to that added a heap of shit to it. And I've played it now, and I've played it in all three iterations of the game, and it's different than it ever has been. It's crazy. I'm having a lot of fun with it, though. I haven't really moved beyond my first system too much, but I'm just sort of faffing about trying to get rich. Haven't really had any big issues with it other than I was needed to go do a shit, so I left the game running, came back, I'm like, oh, it crashed. Okay.
So you haven't glitched into space or anything like that?
No.
Yet?
No, I've seen videos of it and I'm like, good God, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Biggest issue I did have was I had to return to my base to pick up some stuff from the base computer or whatever, and it kept telling me to go to my freighter rather than my actual base, and when I just went to the base, it didn't trigger that instance to kick off, and I fixed it just by teleporting my freighter to above my base, and it was all good. So it's the biggest issue I've had.
That's weird.
Yeah. While I've been playing that, I've been listening to the audiobook for Without Remorse for Locked On, doing a little book club
research.
Actually doing a little book clubby deal thing there. Which we'll get onto when we've all finished the book, basically. Other than that, I've just been watching some Netflix, playing The Division. I hit the Dirty 30s yesterday.
I'm a
crusty old fucker now.
Happy birthday. Welcome to the fucking club.
Yes. And for my birthday, the girlfriend got me a smoker. So
Very nice.
I've put that together. It's still a little bit shitty and cold in Canberra to be able to smoke meats and whatnot. So I've put it together, sat out in the garage until I get a nice day. And then I'll get some meats and make myself some food.
Smokers, man, I'm jealous. Actually, that sort of brings me into, I guess, what I've been up to a little bit, I guess.
Yes.
Is this fucking weird diet that I'm on has been taking up a lot of my time, and I've been telling a lot of people about it. It's fucking weird, man. I don't even know where to go with this thing. Hey, I'm on this new diet called the carnivore diet, which is not a video game, but just bear with me for a tick. It's just meat and water. So, like, literally all I'm allowed to eat is meat and water, and drink water.
Interesting.
That's it. Meat and animal products. So for the past week and a half, the only things I've eaten is, like, bacon, eggs, and steak.
Nice.
That's it.
That sounds delicious, though.
I feel great, to be honest. I'm going to do it for another couple of weeks and see how it goes. But I've been doing that. So, yeah, you can smoke me up some lovely meat.
Oh, yeah. I'll learn how to do it, and I'll come visit you and put on a full meat spread.
It'll be good. And I've been playing games on my new PC. Bah, 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 bah. That fucking, you know, we need an air horn in there, an air horn sound. I've got a new PC. I finally fucking got one.
Nice.
I'm very, very excited. And what do you think I've been playing on my new PC? New games?
No.
Path of Exile. Back to the old faithful Path of Exile.
But now in ultra wide.
Now in beautiful ultra wide, which I'm having a real bitch trying to figure out how to stream properly with, by the way. I'd like to start streaming. I think I've set something up today to stream properly, but yeah, ultra wides are hard to stream with. But I've been playing a lot of Path of Exile. I jumped back into Enter the Gungeon for a bit the other day as well, and playing Warframe. That's about it at the moment, because there's a new Path of Exile event on. The Incursion event has started. And if you get, like, characters to, like, level 75, then you can get a pair of wings and stuff like that in-game, which are very expensive if you want to, you know, like, 40 or 50 bucks.
Go grab a Red Bull. It's, what, $5? And that gives you wings.
Righto, Dad. So, yeah, I've been playing a lot of Path of Exile. I'm playing a Skeleton Summoner class called Army of Skeleton Dicks.
Nice.
That's her name. She's a lovely lass, and she summons skeletons, and she, yeah, her little boners run around and kill everything for her.
Nice. It's fun. Skellawillies.
Yeah. Army of Skeleton Dicks is her name. What a lass. What a classy broad. Other than that, just Warframe. I've been trying to level up and catch up to Josh on Warframe. Not doing very well in that.
Yeah, hurry up, please.
I've got, like, for those who've never played Warframe, the whole point of the game is to level up as many guns as you can, as many different Warframes as you can. It's just to get everything to max level. It's not like when you play WoW and you have one character and you get that character to max level and you start doing end game stuff. It's like you can potentially level up a Warframe or a character to max level in maybe about 10 hours, like 0 to 30 in about 10 hours.
Yeah.
But then there's like a secondary rank behind that called your mastery rank. So you've got to level up one Warframe and then another Warframe and then another Warframe, and your mastery rank will slowly go up, and then your mastery rank is going up in the background, it like unlocks more stuff for you to do in the game and like better mods and all sorts of shit like that.
Access to different weapons and other Warframes.
Yeah, different weapons and all sorts of stuff like that. Yeah, different Warframes. So it's kind of like it forces you to constantly change out your weapons and change your Warframe and different abilities and everything. It's quite cool. But I'm stuck on a Warframe at the moment that I fucking hate. It's just shit.
And that's the other thing too. You said, you know, that's part of the game. The other part of the game is to just keep leveling the same Warframes and weapons from 0 to 30 and then reset it in 0 to 30 and then reset it and go to 0 to 30 again, just so that you can put more stuff on it, because, you can just keep adding polarities. Oh, it's just fucking, man.
That's very Call of Duty prestige-y.
Yeah, very much so. But look, I'm enjoying the game. It's a very fun game. I will definitely continue to play that. I will also definitely continue to play Path of Exile. And I am really looking forward to... I didn't realize I haven't bought Doom yet, because Doom was going to be the first game that I played on this new PC, just because I just want to play something fast that's going to look really good on this ultra-wide monitor. And I just... Doom just kept jumping into my head. So I'm going to pick up Doom when I can, when it's cheap, and just play through that again on PC, because I played it through on PS4. But, man... Oh, I can't wait to see what that looks like in this ultra-wide beast. Oh, and I can play Path of Exile from bed now.
Nice.
Which is very dangerous.
Because you can see your ultra-wide screen from bed?
No. I've got my Steam Link in there, so I just link it up and then just lay back in bed, fucking veg out with the mouse next to me. And the build that I'm playing is a really lazy build, because I'm a summoner. I only have to use, like, one hand. So, like, I only need just the mouse. It's just fucking... It's just great. It's so good. But other than that, I've just been working really hard. I'm back in Brisbane again for a week in 2 weeks, which will be nice. And also, I believe I'm in Brisbane in time for the next Brisbane Twitch meetup event, which is going to be really cool. So I'll be there for that. It's going to be rad. Are you going to go to that one, Butters?
No.
Oh, well, fuck you then. Well, go fuck yourself. How about that?
It's fairly, that was fairy abrupt. You're going to go to that?
You going to that?
I didn't even know that was on, to be honest.
Oh, it's on like the 26th or 27th, I think.
Ah, okay.
And it's actually on the Gold Coast. It's at the Espitz Bar on the Gold Coast.
I saw a bit of chat in the Discord about that one, actually. Yeah,
so I'll be going to that. And if you're in Queensland or in Brisbane and you're a streamer, then make sure you join up with the Twitch Discord channel as well. I believe you can go to Twitter and find out more about that, because they're a community and it's happening. But they're not as cool as USM. Don't worry about it. Let's do this.
This is the fucking news.
Alrighty, sweet. We got some news to go through, because we haven't been doing much for a while. Spider-Man has gone gold. Spider-Man, the game that I'm really fucking looking forward to. Actually,
it's only like a month away too, hey?
Oh man, I can't wait.
September 7? It is literally a month away.
It is literally a month away from recording.
This fucking game. I'm going to play this with my pants off. It's going to be fucking sick.
Oh,
I can't wait
for
this fucking game.
I can't wait for this either, because it comes along with a sweet, shiny new PS4 for me.
Oh, you bastard. Did you get the special edition PS4
for it?
Yeah, I did. You prick. Damn it.
Did you want
to... I saw it, I'm like, I have to have that. That just looks too good.
You could... just saying, Butters, and you don't have to, just a thought, though, you could just give it to me if you want.
I can give you my old one. It's a bit trash, though. It has a nice sticker on it.
Fucking, you're dreaming, mate.
It's just dreaming, an option. Josh, it's just
on
an
me.
Option.
It's mine.
You've got a PC.
I don't even have anything 4K to plug it into, but screw it.
Hey, you can lend it. I've got a screen here. It's pretty good.
Oh, well. It's ultra-wide.
Rockstar,
it will box it out.
Yeah, Rockstar Games has directed a music video for Bosnian DJ Solomon entirely in GTA 5. Mm. I haven't seen this thing yet, personally.
I haven't either, but I saw that. I'm like, good God. You can
I
do
just
so
think
much
it's
with GTA.
Funny. Yeah, I just think it's just a funny piece of news.
It's pretty funny. I would like to direct a music video entirely in GTA 5. I might do that, actually.
Well, now you've got a beefy computer. You've got...
I can do it.
And GTA actually has the tools for you to make machinima in it.
That is true.
Go nuts.
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. The PlayStation Plus games for August have come out, I believe. Are they out now, available for download?
Yeah,
they are.
Today or tomorrow?
Very close. Mm. But they're fucking good, man.
Yeah,
they've been going from strength to strength. So Mafia 3 and Dead by Daylight are the games you'll get for free just for having PS Plus this month.
Plus a bunch of others. I think there's about 80
plus,
total.
Yeah. Get on this month. Because, man, they're fucking good. Mafia 3 and Dead by Daylight are both free. Mafia 3, you say what you will, I don't mind it. It's probably not as good as Mafia 1 and 2, but it's still not a bad game. And Dead by Daylight's great. Like, that's a lot of money's worth for nothing.
Yeah, from what I played of Mafia 3, it's 100% worth getting for free.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because it's fucking cool. And even then, I don't mind spending a bit of money on it. So it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Hagrid, mate. Hagrid. Yeah. Dragon Ball FighterZ Cooler is coming. We knew about that a few months ago, but he's coming out very, very soon, the next DLC character.
I was wondering when that was going to happen, actually.
Yeah. But that's a that's a normal, like, you'd expect that, right? It's Dragon Ball Fighters. Who are we going to bring out? Fucking Cooler, maybe Deburra down the track, all that sort of shit. This is one that no one saw coming.
Yeah, this is weird.
So during Evo, which we'll get more into in the news and stuff, because Evo happened, and it was great. Evo was really good, by the way. Tekken happened, and the Tekken finals were happening, and then they released a trailer for the new characters coming out in Tekken 7, and everyone lost their fucking minds, because it's Anna and Lei. And if you're a Tekken fan, Nina's, I think it's sister, Anna, and Lei Wulong, the cop, like the Jackie Chan cop, were missing from the original Tekken 7 lineup, and everyone was pissed about it. Now, they didn't come in the first lot of DLC, but they're here in the second DLC, and everyone was like, yeah, fuck yeah, Lei's back, fuck yeah. And then, right at the end of the trailer, it, like, cuts to black, and everyone's like, oh, God, this is going to be one of those weird characters, because last year they announced Noctis from Final Fantasy, and Geese Howard as well. And then, all of a sudden, you hear, like, the Walking Dead theme kick in, and Negan starts to talk, and you're like, what the fuck? And then it's like, yeah, AMC in Tekken 7, Negan, like the main antagonist from the Walking Dead TV series, is coming to Tekken 7.
Which is just weird. Like,
it's weird but cool for people that like
it. Is it Negan or Negan?
Negan.
Negan.
It is Negan, yeah, it is Negan. I thought so. Which is weird, because it looks like Negan, but that's all
right. Yeah, but they're Americans, they don't say things right.
So, this is weird. This is like the first.
So, I'm just wondering, he's going to be wielding the baseball bat, is my assumption.
He'd have to be. He's got it in the trailer. Lucille. It's like, on his shoulder.
Lucille's going to be his thing.
You can't have Negan punching people in the face. He's got to be wailing on them with the fucking barbed wire baseball bat. That's how it's got
to
be.
But, like, it's just so out of place.
See, I would have expected Negan to come to something like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat maybe. Maybe.
Could think of some maybe sweet Soul finishes. Calibur.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I just can't think. Just Tekken's a bit weird. Like, I don't know. That's an odd one. But I'll probably buy it and play it. It'll be hilarious. So yeah, Negan from The Walking Dead is coming as a playable character in Tekken 7 in the Season 2. I believe it's coming out very, very soon. So yeah, if you're a fan of Tekken and you're a fan of Walking Dead, then I guess this is your dream come true. I don't fucking know. I like them both and I'm still confused by it. This is so weird. So Fallout 76, the game that I'm really not very keen on, the beta or the BETA is going to just be the full game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the progress is just going to carry over to when they actually release it.
Well, it's the full game, as in it's what they've got ready for the beta and shouldn't be too broken.
Shouldn't be too broken.
It's fucking Bethesda.
It's Bethesda. Seriously? So it's going to be broken
It's going to be broken as sin. I can't wait to fucking watch the bugs in this thing.
But it is kind of strange that they've gone, yeah, it's basically the full game and your progress is going to carry over, because anyone that likes to data mine and happens to have a beta code is going to fucking lose their shit, because they'll be able to pull that thing apart and be like, all right, I see what's going to happen with this game.
It's weird, hey, because we heard a lot about it at E3, but it's gone really quiet.
It has a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I have got bad feelings about this Fallout 76 game. I don't want to, but I just do.
I don't know, because I've got bad feelings about it as well, because it's Fallout, but it's multiplayer. I'm like, it's not really okay.
And but it's not launchable through Steam. You have to have its own client.
You got to go through the Bethesda Net client.
Excuse me while I fucking throw up in my mouth some more.
But it'll be interesting if they pull it off.
They're not going to fucking pull it off. Man, when did Bethesda last pull off anything? They haven't for years.
Well, Todd Howard pulls himself off a lot, so... I don't know.
Zing. I think Fallout 3, maybe?
But I think it's going to be one of those things that it's going to be a bit shit until they get the private servers and all that sort of stuff worked out.
Yeah.
And then it'll be proper good, because then you'll be able to mod the shit out of it.
Don't get me wrong. We're very critical of Bethesda on this podcast and in USM in general, because they keep releasing fucking buggy games. But, like, their last couple of releases, for me personally, being, you know, Fallout 4, which fell really flat on me, I was not in... I'm probably the only person in the world, but I really wasn't into Skyrim. I liked Oblivion a lot better than Skyrim.
Scrim.
Yeah, I didn't... Yeah, and then the fucking subsequent 40,000 re-releases of it. I'm just not... Yeah, Fallout 3 was the last game from Bethesda that really captured me in any sort of meaningful way. I hope they can do it again. I don't think this is going to be it.
Probably not, no.
I'm just waiting for all the griefers with the fucking nukes, man. That's all I'm waiting for.
Yeah, the fat boys just pulling everyone up. That'll be fucking fun.
Yeah, I think the next big thing out of Bethesda is probably going to be Starfield, because everything between now and then's basically just rehashes and, hey, we're just filling the void. Give us money, please. Yeah.
Oh, Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh, that's coming out. That's after Starfield, so...
No, it's gonna be in the next generation of consoles. Oh yeah, they only release one Elder Scrolls game every console generation.
Well, they have already said that because that Elder Scrolls 6 is after Starfield, and Starfield's a next gen game.
Yeah.
Oh, so Elder Scrolls 6 isn't for like 5 years. Why did they show it at E3?
Because fucking all the fat little fanboys are like, "Give us an Elder Scrolls, please."
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, well, calm down. It's you're gonna wait.
I'm a fat little fanboy. Okay.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah. All right.
So I was like, oh yeah, they're doing it, cool. Yeah, they haven't given up on it. So,
of course they haven't. It makes them too much fucking money. Because they can still release fucking Skyrim 6 years later and sell bucket loads. I don't know how they do that.
It's because...
I don't know how they do that.
So many people love Skyrim, but I'm with you. Oblivion was much better. I did enjoy Skyrim, but there was just more to Oblivion.
I thought Oblivion was actually harder too. Skyrim was too easy for me, but Skyrim did come out at the same time as Dark Souls 1, I think, and I got real into Dark Souls, and then I went back to Skyrim and I was like, this is fucking easy. I just didn't like it.
Well, I actually played Skyrim first and then went to Oblivion and I'm like, this is difficult. I like it.
Yes. We can stop bashing on Bethesda now, those poor bastards. Good work, Bethesda. Fallout 76 is going to be great. You do you, please. Pokemon Go, that fucking weird mobile game that everyone was playing for like a month and then no one played for a year.
And it's still playing? Like, it's still a thing.
Oh, some people still play it. Not the masses that play it when it was released.
No, not the crazy amount of people, but it's still pretty popular.
Yep. And it's getting PvP later this year, apparently. So, PvP's coming.
So, it's two, three years?
2 years, I think. Two years.
And they're finally putting in player battles. It's like, okay.
That should
have been something from the get-go. Yeah.
I haven't had a look at this. Did they actually say a date, or does it just say later this year?
Yeah, I believe it just says later this year.
Because I'm just wondering if it's going to coincide with Let's Go.
Pikachu more than likely.
Probably, but those games aren't going to be good.
No, they're not going to be good. They're going to be good
for the non-hardcore Pokemon players.
You reckon? I don't think they're going to be good at all. I honestly think they're beta tests for integration to the actual real game. They're not even real games.
100%, they're a tech test to make sure that they can do what they need to do. But
actually, I'd probably want to.
It's going to get picked up a lot by like the older Pokemon Go generation players and all that sort of stuff. Like
maybe
I kind of want to check. For some reason. I thought that maybe they were effectively just a remake of Yellow.
So it's
basically you're going to play Yellow again, but with new technology.
Yellow was one of the worst ones because it was fucking Pikachu based,
and it's not even really Yellow. It's like the sequel to Yellow, so it's in that universe. And was it Red and Blue have grown up? All that sort of stuff.
Speaking of universes, let's stop talking about Pokemon because I'm just getting frustrated. speaking of universes, the Zelda timeline and the Zelda universe. Has anyone actually gone and read the official... I'm using the quotes there. The official timeline for Zelda?
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. It's all over the shop. It doesn't make any sense.
Isn't there... I don't know.
People still get real invested in this shit. Really invested in this kind of shit because they can't accept that every single game is different and that there's no continuity between them. So then Nintendo like thought up a way to stitch all the games together many years after Zelda was released.
Everything's got to be in a universe, man. Come on.
Apparently, and now Breath of the Wild has again officially been placed on the timeline. Guess where?
Nowhere.
Right at the end.
Yeah, but
right at the end.
Which timeline? Which of the four different timelines?
Yeah, because that's
and this
at the end.
And this is the cop out. So, the timeline is split in major ways. So it splits heavily. I believe a lot of divergence happens in Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
And there's two timelines. I thought it split twice. I can't remember. Anyway, it splits. If Link loses to get, there is a timeline where Link loses to Ganondorf in Ocarina,
mm-hmm.
and that spreads into Link to the Past, which is the SNES game.
Yep.
And in the timeline where Link wins, it diverges into Majora's Mask for Child Link and Wind Waker for Adult Link, I believe.
Oh, that's probably the third one I'm coming up with. Adult.
Yeah, so there's Child and Adult if he wins. So, and I mean, all of these games, like, they're like, oh, this one actually, we made this one 15 years ago and we never even had thought about Ocarina of Time, but now we know that Ocarina of Time's actually a prequel. No, okay, just stop it. No, stop trying to mesh this shit together. It doesn't make any sense. But people were chomping at the bit to find out where Breath of the Wild came. And Eiji Aonuma, the series producer, this is quoted, "Well, of course, it's at the very end. But I get what you're asking. In which timeline is it the end of?" And Hidemaro Fujibayashi, the director, said, "Well, that's up to the player's imagination, isn't it?"
No, just tell us.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You dicks. You fucking dicks. You assholes. That's like, oh, that's like, well, maybe Link's dreaming. Maybe he wakes up and it's all a dream. That's like a fucking cop out. It's a cop out.
Yeah, they should have chosen a path and just been like, okay, it's at the end of this one. There you go.
Yeah, yes. Or they should have just been like, no, there's no continuity, there's no timeline, stop being nerds. Who cares?
They're not going to do that because they can make money off that timeline book, can't they?
I guess so. And apparently, according to this Kotaku article as well, Nintendo has also recently altered the timeline and has now placed Link's Awakening, which is the Game Boy game, before Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons, which was not the case in previous timelines. So I don't know. They've both stated that the Zelda timeline is constantly changing.
It is.
Because
As Doctor Who says, there's a lot of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff, you know.
Yeah.
No, there's only wibbly-wobbly, timey sort of stuff when there's wibbly-wobbly time stuff to be had. These are just fucking video games that are the single experiences. Why do people need to wrap
because
this continuity
it's literally
around
the same character.
Timey-wimey stuff, man.
No, it's not even the same character.
I know it's not the same character, but he's got the same name. Well, and there's always a Princess Zelda, so it's like, oh, obviously this shit's tied together somehow.
Well, then the next one's called Lunk. Fucking Legend of Zelda Lunk to the Past.
I really hope they just start doing that. Like,
Lank.
You know, Lank.
Lunk.
Lunk.
Lank.
And then just...
I love that.
And then just
Lunk
make it like
it's
a
great.
Really... Make it really like a German one. So it's LCNK. And his name's Lunk. You know.
Lich.
Lich. Lich.
Hello, everybody. My name is Link.
All right, let's get off Zelda again. Christ almighty, there's some news that's triggering me hard this week, boys. this isn't going to trigger me. This is going to fucking make me get a boner. Evo Finals. Woo! Woo! So if you're not an Evo fan, then you're wrong. Secondly, Evo is a fighting game tournament. If you're into fighting games, you know what Evo is. And Evo happened across the weekend.
Yes.
So all of the biggest and best competitors went and fought it out. The games that were played at this year's Evo were Street Fighter V, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Tekken 7, Super Smash Bros. Melee, Guilty Gear Xrd, Revelator 2. I know. Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, Injustice 2, and BlazBlue Cross Tag Battle. Interestingly enough, Arc Systems, the guys behind Dragon Ball FighterZ, have three fucking games at Evo this year, just making it. It very, very well known that they are the kings of fighting games. Anything they touch is fucking awesome. And the biggest game left out is Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. It was not showcased there at all, and is more or less dead. Sadly, but anyway, we'll get into what happened to the... I did watch a lot of hours of Evo on the weekend. I watched probably like fucking 9 or 10 hours of this shit. It was fucking great. I loved it. I got to watch the top 8 for Dragon Ball FighterZ and Street Fighter and Tekken. They're the 3 games I'm into the most. But without further ado, let's announce the winners of each category. In BlazBlue cross tag battle, Hey Ho came in first place with Fame 96 coming in second. I actually saw that as well. The grand finals were very, very intense, and I'm actually going to pick up BlazBlue cross tag battle now because of that. It looks fucking great. Another Arc Systems game. Injustice 2, first place went to Rewind, and second went to Tweety, and third went to Sonic Fox. Now, the only reason I'm saying that is because Sonic Fox appears somewhere else here, and it's hard enough to be fucking pro level at one game, let alone two or three. Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, first place went to Lima, second place went to Captain Zack. Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator 2, first place went to Omito, second place went to Machabo. Can you tell, like, a lot of these have Asian, you know, Asian tendencies for these names, because Westerners are shit at fighting games. Super Smash Bros. Melee, apparently, from what I heard, now I'm not a Smash Bros. Fanboy really, but apparently from what I've heard is that this was a massive upset. Like, this, there was like one dude or a couple of dudes who've won Evo the past 6 years, and like some dude toppled them this year, and it was a big deal. So I don't know enough about it to really talk into it, but first went to Leffen and second went to Amada. And I'm assuming that the guy in second place, Amada, is the bloke who's won Evo the past 6 years in a row, and that Leffen is a relative newcomer because he looks a lot younger and he's beaten this dude.
Yeah,
and everyone lost their fucking minds.
Yeah, from my understanding of Smash Bros. Melee, Amada is, the guy that you don't want to get paired up with at the beginning, because he's just going to shit on you hardcore.
Well, I mean, the article that I was reading was the Smash Bros. God has been dethroned.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, fair. So he was obviously pretty good. Now we're into the things that I actually watched. Tekken 7, this was pretty interesting because Nii didn't even make the top 8, which is insane because Nii's fucking mental. Lohi took out the whole thing, and Kidans took out second place, little margin for third, and JDCR came fourth. Now, usually JDCR and Nii are generally considered to be two of the best players in the world at any one point in time. Nii's not even in there, and JDCR's come fourth. It looks like we've got some new blood coming through in the Tekken 7 scene, which is great. Dragon Ball FighterZ, first place went to Sonic Fox. There's that name again.
Mm.
He came like third in another in Injustice and first in fucking Dragon Ball FighterZ, which is just freakishly skillful. I don't even know. And Goichi came second. So Sonic Fox first, Goichi second. Everyone could have picked that because they've been dominating fucking tournaments since pretty much since Dragon Ball FighterZ came out. Sonic Fox is he's the best in the world because he won Evo. But yeah, he's a fuck. If you want to see some insane, absolutely insane Dragon Ball FighterZ play, go watch some of Sonic Fox's stuff. There was also a really, really good fight where a dude, I think it was Kazunoko, came back, had a comeback that was like, I was on the edge of my seat screaming. It was great. And Street Fighter V was a big deal because for the first time since Luffy won, I believe in 2004, the UK has won Evo for Street Fighter V, which Street Fighter V still realistically is the premier event at Evo. Problem X, Benjamin Simon, the UK boy, took it out over Takedo, which was fucking intense. I watched the whole thing. Takedo got the reset in the grand finals. So in fighting games, there's a winner's bracket and a loser's bracket. If you're in the loser's bracket and you make it to the grand final, then you have to win a best of five to reset the bracket and then win the next best of five as well.
What?
So you essentially have to win two best of fives in a row against the person who was in winner's bracket the whole time and playing out of their fucking minds. Takedo won last year's Evo from the loser's bracket, reset it, and then won. This year against Problem X, he got the reset, he won the first best of five, and I was fucking losing my mind, and then Problem X fucking sorted him out in the next best of five. It was fucking great. I've got goosebumps now thinking about how fucking good it was to watch. But yeah, Problem X, man. And the other crazy fucking thing about it was an M. Bison player. Like, M. Bison who is considered not good, took out fucking Evo. So now I guess he's good. I don't know. But yeah, Taquito plays Akuma, Akuma, and fucking Problem X is an M. Bison player. It was fucking great. If you got a spare 16 or 17 hours, go and watch all the top eights because they're fucking great. Fighting games are the best. I love them. And I'll stop boring everyone now and we'll move on with the news. But Evo happened and I can't wait for it to happen again. Oh, I'm going to get back into fighting games.
From that news, I literally knew two names. So
Good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sonic Fox and Armada. So
I knew the names of the games. That's about it.
I could talk about fighting games for a very long time. I'm going to have to start streaming them again very soon, I think.
Yes.
Now that I can stream again. Hey, have you guys ever wanted to eat Sega? Eat Sega? You know the company Sega?
No, I don't want to eat disappointment.
Jesus, that came out of nowhere.
Will you tell us how you really feel there, mate? Disappointment and failure.
Ooh.
Holy fuck. Fair.
Well then.
Anyway.
Okay.
Sega has launched its own Taiyaki stand, which is a classic Japanese fish-shaped snack. It's typically filled with red bean paste or a custard cream, but it's not fish-shaped. It's Sega-shaped.
Yeah.
it's just like a fucking Sega pastry, and you can go buy them. And on the back is the company's corporate slogan, "Creation is life." And I'm fucking hungry, I guess.
What are they doing?
Oh, well, they're not making fucking games anymore. So.
Diverging all their profits into making fucking pastries.
Why don't we make food now? Gamers need to eat, right?
We tried games. We failed.
Yeah, this is the company that releases Yakuza. So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure this...
Well, they've released it. They don't fucking make it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, if you want to eat Sega, then you fucking can. Sega or Sega? Is it Sega or Sega?
Sega.
It is Sega, isn't
it?
Because at the fucking... When you started, you turn it was Sega!
Yeah.
Like a fucking spaz. Sega!
And that takes up like over half of like the original cartridge's space.
It's so good.
It's crazy.
Last bit of news. Nerf is releasing some Overwatch-themed guns and they look pretty fucking sick, actually.
They do look pretty cool.
There was some other Overwatch news as well. Like, I think D.Va got a new skin that the internet lost its mind about because it's fucking cute as sin, and it's going to be cosplayed by everyone for the next 2 years, I think.
And aren't they releasing toys?
Probably.
Well, wasn't there
probably.
Some toys
they, I mean,
they
should be. Overwatch is big. A lot of people.
Mm. Was that Fortnite? I'm thinking about.
Probably both.
Yeah, more than likely both.
Epic Games and McFarlane Toys are releasing Fortnite figures.
McFarlane Toys?
Yeah.
They're the dudes who did Spawn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, fair. Hopefully they'll be really fucked up looking. Probably not. Probably not.
Well, I'm just wondering with big, that, like, is Spawn going to be a skin in Fortnite at some point?
Oh, imagine if you could just play as Spawn and just fucking just obliterate everyone with your demon pet, with your demon
powers.
That'd be cool.
Well,
that is all we have for news, I think, though.
Next. Yeah.
I hope so. That's all we have for news. Listen to feedback time. Holy crap. If you want to ask us a question, then you can in the Discord. Jump into our beautiful community Discord. Welcome to all of our new members as well. We're getting quite a few new members. Welcome to everybody. We're a lovely little community. We love all you guys. And if you want to come and join us,
and girls.
Have lots of fun. And girls, if you want to, and guys and girls. Gals and guys, if you want to come join us, have some fun, then head to our website, ultrasupermega.com.au. You can find the link to the Discord and how to get in there on that page. First question is from Timbo. Maddie, what releases coming up this year will you be buying on PC? Welcome to the Master Race. First of all,
that's racist.
second of all, I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. Just POE.
Red Dead's getting a release on PC, so.
Yeah, but is it getting released this year on PC?
No, I don't know. I just know that it's getting a release on PC.
I'm actually not really down for any big PC releases this year. I'm just keen to fucking play whatever it is with you lot, with the community, and like do lots of streaming and stuff and play lots of stuff. And,
so Division 2 then?
Probably Division 2 I'll pick up, yeah, because I know that USM will be big in on that. Escape from Tarkov. I'm keen to play with Krabby, old Krabby Babby, because I've got that now.
Yeah, Wilco's been fucking getting hard into that one. Yeah,
Escape from Tarkov. I'm keen to play that. Other new releases coming to PC. I can't think of any. Because I haven't had a PC for a while, I haven't been keeping up with what's coming out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'll have to get back to you, Timbo. Give me a rain check, mate. I'll try and answer that next week. What about you two guys? I mean, it was asked to me, but I guess I will ask you guys as well.
Well, I'll probably end up picking up Tarkov, maybe, because Wilco has been on my ass to get that, so I think he's got someone to play the game with.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's playing with Crab.
Yeah, and someone else. He wants more people. Yeah, other than that, yeah, I don't actually know what is coming to PC specifically.
Yeah, neither do I. I just check Steam. That looks good. I'll get that.
Yeah.
Josh, what about you? Anything on PC that you're looking forward to?
Look,
not really, because you
yeah,
really have a
I have,
good one.
I have a potato. That is, it's probably at its limit with what I'm doing with Warframe. I think that's kind of where this laptop is sitting now. I'm okay with that. I will be getting Forza Horizon 4 on Xbox Play Anywhere. Yeah. So I'll get that digitally. So I may try and do that on the laptop.
I actually forgot that was coming out this year. So that'll be one I'll be playing on PC for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get it as a Play Anywhere title, and if it works there, it works there. If it doesn't, I've got the Xbox One, you know?
Yeah.
But that's... Cool. Until I get an actual PC, hint, hint, anybody out there, just, you know, want to throw me one, I'm cool with that.
I think I've got one in the garage you could have.
Like what? Like a really old one, you know?
I think it runs Win 95.
Yeah, nice, nice, nice.
It doesn't have a CD, Dre. You got to put in the floppy disks.
The floppy disk, yeah, nice. I'm keen.
Christ almighty. Let's stop talking about floppies, boys. The voice of reason. This one goes out to
That's
you.
That's me.
That is you. Wilco has asked you, hey man, do you have my phone charging? Can you bring it to PAX? Thanks.
No.
What, no you don't have it or no you won't bring it?
Good I'm answer. Just going to leave it as no and let Wilco decide what that means. Okay. Just no.
Good answer. I like that answer. It's a great answer. Doc, welcome to USM, my friend. I think this is your first time asking a question. At least it is. Well, I've been hosting anyway. BF4, yeah or nah? That's my podcast question. One more. Everyone's favorite beer.
And then...
BO.
Yeah, so he's talking Black Ops 4.
Black Ops 4, not Battlefield 4. Black Ops 4, yeah, nah.
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 Yeah, I'll get it. I'll play anything once or twice. Will I like it? Probably not. Will I play it for a long time? Probably not. Oh, but I'll probably get it.
The reason why I got COD games is because they had a kind of interesting story to them. And this one's just purely multiplayer. It's not something I'm interested in.
Yeah, they really did have great storylines, actually.
Yeah, they were good.
Some of the later ones were really short, but they were still... It's like, oh, shit, cool. I know these characters because I've played them, like, 10 years ago in fucking Modern Warfare 1. Like,
yeah, yeah. You know what you mean. Yeah, I'll probably get it. But anyway. And everyone's favourite beer.
Oh, that's a real tough one.
Iron Jack at the moment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, but...
I actually think, well, I was talking about it the other day, I think it's a cool concept what they're actually doing with the beer. So when you crack it, there's, you know, GPS coordinates on the underside of the lid.
I did not know that. What?
Yeah, didn't it? So you crack it, and then there'll be a photo of like a fish or a campsite or a pub or something, and there's GPS coordinates. And it's just like it'll be a great fishing spot or camping spot or a historical pub in Australia that they think you should visit.
Okay,
that's it.
Give them that.
That's cool. I think it just would be an awesome just trip. Just buy a case, right?
And then
crack it and go, this is the first place we're going. And then when you get there, crack the next one.
Yeah.
This is the next one.
Beer would be hot as fuck by the time you get there.
Yeah, you'd buy other cases to drink along the way, but that's your travel case. That's the travel case.
Well, I'll tell you what, their marketing's pretty good. It's a shame the beer tastes like shit, but hey.
For me, I'd probably have to say Little Creatures Pale.
Oh.
I've been really getting.
Do you drink it with
one.
Your pinky outstretched, you fucking hipster?
No, I just like pale ales. Fuck you. I'd rather have something that tastes like nice beer than the fucking inside of my shoe.
That's pretty fair. My favorite. I'm gonna go with two answers here. My favourite beer right now is Cricketer's Arms. I really, really enjoy
those.
That
one is actually pretty good, yeah.
Very, very good if I'm feeling fancy. If I've got no money, VB. I'm a big VB fan. I love me VBs. I don't know why.
Whatever happened to Vlad the Impaler Ailer?
I can't get it anymore because I live in fucking shithouse Mackay.
Ooh, oh, that's so right. Yeah, that was a Brizzy one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little microbrewery in Brisbane, Vlad the Impaler Ailer. I really did like that beer. It was a good beer, but I can't get it anymore. So
I just want to throw this out there. There's a place in town here that does a lot of craft beer.
Beersies.
Yeah. And they were telling us about this one they've got. It's $120 a bottle of beer.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently it's won like fucking craft beer awards for fucking years, and it's made by monks in fucking Bolivia or some fucking shit.
Oh shit, know? What's that one called?
And I'm like, you know, for $120 a bottle, you'd want it to be fucking good, you know? Yeah. So I actually want to try it, just because
I'd want it to be shit, actually, so I didn't want to fucking drink it anymore, because I'm not fucking paying $100 again in my life. I'd hope it'd be shit, so I'd be like, I'm never buying that again. If it was real good, you'd be like, fuck, I really want another one of these. Like,
yeah, well, gonna I mean, go it's going to be like, what, $800 a six-pack? Fuck that.
Fuck. Yeah, nah. Yeah,
that,
nah.
That reminds me of a beer that I had that was, it's a Belgian beer, and it was half-brewed in Belgium, then shipped over to the Champagne region in France, and then treated as if it was a champagne.
Hmm.
And it was $80 a bottle.
Oh, fuck off.
It was actually quite... I got some for free, so I'm like, I'm not complaining. But it was...
You get two cartons of beer for $80, you know that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, two 30 slabs of VB.
There's your favourite beer. There's 10 minutes of beer talk for you, mate. Bank Girl has asked, yes, Matt Jerkins, what in the world possessed you? Demons, mostly. Demons.
I'm pretty sure in this instance she was talking about your diet choices.
Oh,
yeah.
Demons.
I was about to say, what's the context on this one?
Demons. Demons as well.
Demons, yeah, I thought so.
Yes, we're going to stick with demons. That's, I think that's what possessed me. The soul of a young girl who got murdered many years ago as well. It's kind of weird sometimes. Cal has asked, Bethesda asking for us to install yet another launcher. Discuss. We already did. It's shit.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
They need to...
Remember that sound I made before? Remember that? That's how I feel.
They definitely need... Well, everyone needs to slow down on fucking more game launches.
Look,
seriously.
To be fair, it doesn't bother me all that much because I'm not going to get it. So, like...
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
It doesn't
as well.
Fucking matter. You can ask me to install whatever the fuck you want. I'm not gonna...
Well, I'm gonna get 76 on PS4 just because I have a group of friends that love playing Fallout, so it's like, cool, I get to play Fallout with them. But I don't know if I'm gonna get it on PC, so again, it's probably not gonna affect me.
Yeah, pretty fair.
Unless Bethesda start fucking launching everything on their new launcher.
They're fucking going to, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all for listener feedback. As we said at the start of the segment, if you would like to ask us a question, then you can do so in our Discord channel. Just head across to the podcast channel in there. If you want to find out how to get in to that community, just head to the website ultrasupermega.com.au and click on the community part at the top of the page, the community tab up there. It will show you how to get into our Discord. What are we looking forward to? We'll start with the intern, Butters.
Yes, looking forward to digging deeper into No Man's Sky, seeing what else has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a whole new fucking game. It's pretty crazy. I'm also looking forward to actually reopening Warframe at some point in the hopefully near future.
Yeah, you keep saying you're going to play and then you don't, and it makes me sad.
Jerk.
One of these days I will reopen it and be like, hey, look, I'm playing Warframe. Spider-Man. Need to play that one because that everything I've seen from that just looks fucking crazy good, to be honest. And then the last two that I've said in the last few podcasts I've been on here, Forza Horizon 4 and Red Dead 2.
Yep, fair. They are very, very good choices. Josh?
My immediates are probably a lot the same as the interns. So more No Man's Sky, see how long that entertains me for. Obviously Warframe. I've got both Spider-Man and Spyro paid off.
Spiro?
Spiro?
I'm pretty sure he works at the local deli.
Now, to be fair, we probably should have mentioned that in the news. I heard this the other day. The good old Spyro Reignited trilogy, the disc only contains the first game. The other two are digital downloads. So, interesting, but okay.
Get fucked.
Yeah, I'm still going to play it because it's, you know, I don't know. We'll see what it's like. And then, yeah, Forza Horizon 4 and Red Dead 2 and then all the other stuff at the start of the year, like Ghost of Tsushima. I just want that game now. I need that now, man.
Very fair. Me, I'm looking forward to Spider-Man Speedrun. That's going to be really fucking sick. More Path of Exile for me as well. I'm looking forward to hopefully getting a sick set of wings at the back of this event. That'd be really, really nice. And getting an army of skeleton dicks up to level 80 at least. Red Dead Redemption 2, that goes without saying. And I really need to get back into what's being released because I know there's some big games coming out at the end of this year that I'm really looking forward to. But I can't remember off the top of my head what they are.
Yeah, E3 was a while ago, so.
Yeah, it was. I'm more worried about the smaller releases. Yeah.
And once we get Red Dead, most of it's really started next year. That first quarter of next year is flogged, man.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys, let's close this beast out. Where can we catch you if we need to catch you, Josh?
Super Mega Josh on the Twitter, the Voice of Reason on the Discord, because somebody's got to do it. These people that run this bloody Discord have no reason. I am their voice.
That is true. I'm fucking insane.
You can also find me playing Warframe. So if you've got that, please shout out because I'll play with you. It'll be fun. Or if you've got questions about what the fuck actually is Warframe or how the fuck you actually play it, give us a shout out.
Yeah, if you booted it up once and then turned it off half an hour later because you didn't know what the fuck to do anymore, then you just ask Josh, he'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm playing No Man's Sky on the PS4, so give me a shout out if you've got it. And we'll jump in and, I don't know, mine some shit.
You made that sound so fucking boring. Butters, where can we catch you if we need to, man?
You can hit me up on Twitter at Mr. Buttersox. Or you can find me on the Discord as The Intern currently. That might change in a few months when I think of a cool new name, but probably not.
Fair enough. You can catch me pretty much all the similar places on Twitter at Matty Jerkins, I believe, on Twitter. On Instagram, Matty Jerkins. Twitch is Matt Jerkins because some motherfucker took Matt Jerkins from everywhere else, like on Twitter and Instagram. Really pissed me off. And you can catch me in our Discord as well as Matt Jerkins. Other than that, if you want to catch all of us anywhere at all, then head to our website, ultrasupermega.com.au. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
Winner, winner, and.